What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, all the smoke and legends, Summer League Takeover out here in the beautiful Legends Suite at the Wynn. Man, Jack, we got a good young one today.
Yes, sir.
Man, welcome to the show. First pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, Paolo.
That's the attitude he had at the AI game.
Just kick back.
I know I'm going to be number one.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the attitude he had.
Hey, bro, I was fighting for you on ESPN. Everyone else had the other dudes going number one. I was like, I'm taking Paolo number one, and lo and behold, but what the fuck do I know, Jack? Not too much.
You just did this shit, Joe. That's all.
How's it been? This is your first real mix. I mean, obviously going number one. It's been about 2.5 weeks since the draft. What's Summer League been like on and off the court for you?
Yeah, on the court, it's really just been a lot of learning. You know, Coach Mosley, Coach Jesse, the head coach of the Summer League team, you know, they just been getting me accustomed to just how it's going to be with the NBA, just the way the game is different. But it's been fun. You know, I'm learning a lot. Just getting a taste of how the game's played and just the environment and just how it goes has been fun.
Well, I mean, what about off the court? Number one pick in the draft. I mean, I know your cell phone's probably blown up. You might have changed the number already. Like, how's that been going?
Nah, it's been crazy. You know, just walking around the lobby. You can't even walk through there without getting a picture or nothing. So I'm getting used to that. But, I mean, you see everybody down there, though.
Right.
You see everybody. So it's just like, you know, wow, everybody come together in Vegas and – I'm seeing everybody in the lobby.
Have you bumped into anyone that had you kind of saying, wow, whether it be former, current players in the league, movie stars, whatever the situation may be, anyone that made you say, like, oh, shit?
Nah.
I like that.
We all phased by that. Yeah, no starstruck, but definitely you'd be like, oh, are you peep? Who's there? And just, you know, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Last few months, just talk about that, how crazy it's been. Workouts, getting ready for the draft, then the draft happened, now you're in summer league. Like, it's been a lot. And then being number one, you know, a lot comes with it. Talk mm-hmm. about that.
The whole pre-draft process was a lot, you know, because I really wasn't in one spot. You know, mm-hmm. I was in New York, or I started in Miami. Then I was in New York. Then I went to Seattle, back to New York. Like, so I was just moving a lot, you know, having to work out everywhere I went. Leading up to the draft, it just got crazier. You know, the closer it got crazier, you know, because mm-hmm. at first, the impression was that I was going, you know, two or three, you know, most likely three. So that's what I was thinking. But as the draft got closer, you know, that's as things started to change. So it all kind of just hit me at once. But I'm blessed with how everything worked out.
Was there, did you keep working out? Because I was wondering, like, obviously, you probably, how many teams did you work out for? Two or three?
Two.
Yeah. So I wonder how your name, because like you said, I was reporting on it daily. You went from, like, for most people saying, oh, yeah, he's, you know, two or three, probably three, to how did it climb up in those last days before the draft? You wasn't even really working out, right? Was it maybe the interviews or anything else that was going on or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. Right. Maybe they started watching the film and just
realized you
snapped out of it. Yeah.
Snapped out of it.
Facts.
That's kind of how it happened. And you know, I was just happy it worked out that way. I mean, it was crazy.
That's what's up.
Year one, we all experienced this rookie year, but we weren't number one draft picks. What's your expectations? Your expectations of yourself year one?
You know, affect the Magic in a winning way, you know. And just have a much better year. You know, I think we got a lot of talented players. Like, it's exciting around Orlando right now. So, getting there, getting to work, and then just myself, you know, just being me, you know, playing well, obviously, you know, and just really, you know, kind of introducing myself to the league.
This is a new game now. You know, when we played, it was kind of different. It was a bigger game. Mm-hmm. Game is smaller now. You see yourself a full-time four or 3-4-5 or what?
Hybrid.
Yeah, I would just, yeah. Kind of like
you bigger
said,
than me, and I played what 3-4-5. I guarded center too.
Yeah.
So you
I definitely not gonna get away from you know being inside. Like that's you know that's where the bread and butter is at. So I'm not trying to just be strictly on the perimeter all the time. Like, but I can definitely you know operate from out there. So just like you said, being a hybrid, you know, trying to put me anywhere on the floor.
Who you look forward to dunking on, giving a 30 ball to?
No one specific.
Everybody got to get
but,
it.
But. Just watching the NBA for as long as I have, like, I'm just ready to, like, there's a lot of good forwards specifically. Mm-hmm. Guards, obviously, too, but just that forward position is, like, it's a matchup pretty much every night. You're going to have to see somebody who's a legit, you know, candidate. So that's what I'm most looking forward to is just that matchup I'm going to have every night.
Yes, that's a good feeling.
Born and raised in Seattle, a lot of talent comes out of there. We got former teammates and Catfish Corner and brothers out there. Talk to us about your upbringing in Seattle.
Really grew up, you know, my house is in the middle of the city. So just playing football in the city, playing basketball in the city, growing up in the city. You know, my mom was a high school coach, you know, so was watching Franklin, Rainier Beach, Garfield, all those teams play growing up all the time. So all the players that came before me, I watched in high school and got the chance to see them kind of grow up and then mm-hmm. come behind. So you know, I definitely had a good example, you know, to look at just with all the guys I saw. And, yeah, I just kept working. I was a good football player, loved football.
What position you playing football?
Quarterback.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Big fella. Mm-hmm. Do you think that helped kind of shape your toughness on the basketball court?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just because football and basketball, I mean, no one's going to tackle you on the basketball court. So it's just like, you know, it's easier to use your body. Mm-hmm. And then I think it helped me with my passing, too. Mm. You know, just thinking a play or two ahead, trying to anticipate and throw people open, just stuff like that. Like, I think it translated pretty well.
One of my favorite teammates and brothers to this day, Jamal Crawford, kind of the OG out there of the Seattle basketball scene. How important has he been to your development and just, you know, helping you out along the way?
How many times has he tickled you after he said something?
With the hard fingers.
I saw that episode.
Yeah,
he never done that one.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming. Trust me.
With the hard finger.
He just really, since like my freshman year of high school, you know, just kind of took me under his wing and started taking me to the gym, let me play in the pro-am, all the pickup games and stuff like from like when I was 15, mm-hmm. you know, and just really, really helped me and just kind of made the NBA seem like, because at that time it seemed so far, but he was like, look, high school's going to fly by. It's closer mm-hmm. than you think. Mm-hmm. He was like, so you just got to start getting prepared for it now, even though it may sound, you know, like it's far away. Mm-hmm. Like you got to lock in now. And so that kind of put things in perspective and kind of made me take it even that more, you know, that mm-hmm. more serious. Like I was always in the gym working, you know, trying to chase my dream, but that's when I started like really taking care of my body, you know, trying to just do the right things, the little things, because he was, you know, talking to me about it all the time.
When did you kind of hit your growing spurt? You're, what, 6'10", 6'11"?
Yeah, 6'10",
6'11". When did you stretch out? Was there a time you grew a bunch, or was it kind of just gradually processed, or was it like, man, I grew 8 inches here and a couple here?
Yeah, nah. So growing up, I was never like the tallest. Mm-hmm. I was like kind of in the middle, just an average height. And that's why I was such a good football player, athlete, just because I was never like super tall, mm-hmm. unathletic. But then like 7th grade, I grew like 5 inches from like start to finish. Went from like 5'11 to like 6'4, 6'5. And then that's my first big mm-hmm. growth spurt. And then kind of from there, it just was like 2 inches kind mm-hmm. of every year. And
so you got to 6'10. Yeah. Talk to me about how competitive basketball is. That you said Jamal kind of brought you into the family early on, but you're playing pros and really good pros that are putting up big numbers in the league and making a lot of money. What was that first taste like? Because that was almost a cheat code to the NBA.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and it was a cheat code to high school too and college, just because you're in high school and you're playing against all them guys. It's like mm-hmm. you get to high school and it's like you're bored. So, I mean, and then like you said, the competitiveness, like it's not like people say them guys help me a lot, but they help me by being on my ass and like. Right. Mm-hmm. And talking mess like in the runs and like just showing me how it goes. So, like they weren't just buddy buddy all the time, you know. Like IT, all them guys. Like when you playing against them, like they don't
give a fuck.
Exactly,
trying to, like, trying to bust that ass.
They're talking
crazy,
all types, telling you you suck, all types of stuff. So, and that's fun. Like right. that's what makes it most fun. So, playing in them games is the competitive is always high.
How important do you feel like Seattle? Or getting a team back in Seattle is for that city from an NBA standpoint?
I think it's super. I think it needs to happen, you know. I think it should be mandatory, you know. Not just because I'm biased, but because like, it'd be a great look on the mm-hmm. NBA. It's a great city. The fans there are crazy. Like, if you bring, like, I think if you get a team in Seattle, they'll automatically be a top, not the top, but a top fan base, I feel mm-hmm. like, just because those games would be sold out right away. So
yeah, they're hungry for basketball. Yeah. I know you're a little younger. Do you have any Sonic memories, or are those you were too young for that?
No, I remember Sonics players, you know, mm-hmm. Chris Wilcox, Earl Watson, Kevin Durant.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so like I was like 6 or 7, so okay. I was like early memories of basketball before they left. But yeah, my mom was on the basketball scene, so she was friends with a couple of them, you know, stuff like that.
That's dope.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What was your recruitment process like going to Duke?
What was my recruitment process like in terms of Duke or just in general?
In general.
So like my first 2 years of high school, everyone thought I was just going to Washington, really. You know, both my parents went there. My mom was a basketball player, so I really wasn't getting recruited really anywhere outside of the West Coast. And then going into my junior year, that's when college coaches could start reaching out. Mike Miller actually was the first coach when he was at Memphis. They were the first school outside of the Pac-12 to offer me a scholarship. Like 2 months after that, like June, is when I started hearing from everybody. Mm-hmm. That's when I started really playing well in the camps and all the live periods. Mm-hmm. It was hooping.
What's the best advice Coach K gave you?
The one I say all the time is, especially me, you told me like exit meetings like before I left, was that you gotta be sharp everywhere you go. You got to have a strong face, strong body language everywhere you go. Especially, and then on the court, that translates on and off the court. You know, on the court, you don't want to show weakness. You don't want to, you know, give your opponent any edge. So you want to keep a straight, you know, straight face and just look strong all the time. And then off the court, you know, when you walk in a room or when you in public, you know, you always want to look presentable. You always want to be on point, you know, because when you walk in the room, everybody's going to look at you, you know. So that's the best advice.
Knowing it was Coach K last year, how much pressure was on y'all to bring a championship home?
It was definitely a lot of pressure, you know, but I think we handled it well, you know, as well as we could. And our goal, we had pressure, kind of our own expectations as well, you know. Coach would tell us all the time, like, don't do this for me, you know, do it for you guys, do it for y'all. So that was just our mentality.
That's bullshit, though. It's your last year, Coach. Yeah, that's why I don't want to hear that. It's your last year.
I mean, that was part of our thing. Like, we wanted to do it for Coach as well. Right. Mm-hmm. So that was our mindset. But, you know, he definitely always told us to keep it about us, even though sometimes you just couldn't run from it.
Right.
That's Coach K. You know, he's the greatest of all time. I loved it, though. I enjoyed every part of the season, you know, the goods and bads, for sure.
It's always some older guys that's around the program or involved with the program. Any of them that you cool with, that you hit off with?
Yeah, Grant Hill.
Mm-hmm. G-Money.
Yep. Talk to him all the time. Saw him last night, actually. We had like a Duke-type dinner. Saw all the Duke alumni that's out here. All the players had a dinner, so that was cool. Tatum, talked to him a lot.
Of course.
Zion. And then a bunch of other ones, Quinn Cook. Like, just it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met a lot of alumni, and they all, you know, give me their number. You know, let me know that, you know, they're open whenever. So it's a real brotherhood for sure.
Number one pick. Have you bought anything? Houses, cars, anything like that yet?
No. Nah. You had a nice chain on the draft.
Yeah. I really bought some jewelry.
Some jewelry?
I haven't bought no cars, no house, no nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta get some ice, though. That's mandatory.
You stayed out in Orlando? Yeah, you found a spot in Orlando?
Yes. Yeah, in the process of it. Haven't locked one in, but definitely looking.
What are you looking for most with your first season, with your new teammates, the number one pick in the draft? You know, a lot of eyeballs are on you. I've got a chance to watch your first couple summer league games, really impressed. And what to me wasn't so much about the shot making. It was, to me, it's about the ability to take the shots, do what you want with the ball, get to your spots of your size. But what are you expecting to bring to the NBA next season?
Just excitement. You know, I think people will enjoy watching me play. And I think just around our team, around Orlando, like, I think we got a chance to be really, really good. You know, may not be right away, but I definitely think there'll be a big improvement, you know, just from last year to this year. You know, I think I fit, you know, right in with that team. You know, the way it's built, you know, we got a lot of bigger players that are dynamic and can do a lot of different things. And so I think I fit right in. And then with Coach Mosley, like, he's a great coach, great teacher. And then he just, the way he coaches us, the way he prides himself on defense and playing hard and just playing together, you know, I think we got a good group for sure.
With your size and strength, is there anyone you patterned your game after?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have my own just way of playing, but I definitely, I mean, LeBron's my favorite player. And I watched, I mean, LeBron and Melo growing up, like, I love those two. Those two guys are, like, two of my very favorites. And then, like, right now, Tatum, Anthony Davis, just guys, like, watching bigger guys who can, you know, do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Just watching a lot of them, but then at the same time, trying to do how, you know, yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. be me, so.
We first met at the AI game.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that experience of being able to play in that game, and also, did AI give you any advice that you hold on to?
Just playing in that game was bigger than most people may think, just because we didn't get to play in the other All-American games.
Yeah.
And AI was the only one who did it for us, even though I felt like we could have. You know, I feel like, you know, McDonald's, and we could have had a game, but none of them had one except AI. So we all, I mean, that was a good one.
Everybody was
pulled up. Yeah. So we was competing, going at it. Yeah, he gave me some advice after I had won that one-on-one competition. Mm-hmm. He was just like, you know, you got everything. He was like, but just be more efficient, you know, with your dribbles, with your moves. He was like, just get to your spots more. Like, you 6'9", 6'10", at the time. So you ain't got to play with it. Just get to your spots and be efficient. And, you know, when he told me that, it's like, you know, he was a 6'1 guard and he's saying that.
Doing
so
that, yeah.
If he can get to his spots and be efficient in, you know, keep it simple, you know, ain't no reason why I shouldn't, so.
What I told everybody I really loved about you is, like, when you got a game like that, very few guys, everybody's the best in the country, but very few guys wanted to stand up and stand out and be the leader. And he took that role, vocal and player-wise, bringing the effort to get everybody going. Like, you took all that. And that's when I knew you was different. Because a lot of times when people go to them games, like, we all here, so I can just play the back and get through the motions. I'm already getting the acknowledgement for being here. But he went there, he came there to already the top of the nation, but still coming with something to prove. I think that's what AI respected the most about you.
Yeah. No, I remember when I first heard that y'all was having the game, I texted like 10 different guys, sent them the flyer, was like, yo, we gotta all go.
Yeah, it was dope.
You know,
because
we didn't get to play against each other. So
that was super dope. How did you connect with Mike Miller?
Like I said, he was the first coach to offer me outside of the West Coast. And that's when our relationship started. You know, he got in contact with my dad, parents. It was recruiting them, recruiting me, FaceTiming me, just chopping it up, you know, not even, you know, trying to recruit sometimes, just checking in on me. Obviously, he ended up leaving, and I ended up, you know, going to Duke. But he had kept in touch, would check on me here and there. When I got close to the college season, you know, he pitched his agency and was just, he didn't even really come at me too hard. He just was like, yo, it's something. He was like, just, you know, keep an eye out, whatever, you know, don't want to bother you. And then just as the season went on, you know, as the process went on, like, he just was presenting me with just different ways, on different unique ways he could help me, you know, just with GMs and, you know, just really trying to show them, like, just how good of a player I really am. Like,
you know,
really,
the game.
Exactly. Just focusing it all, like, just making it about how good I can be, you know. He really was a big help in that. We met with them after the season, and it felt like a can't miss, you know, opportunity. So, and it's been great so far. So,
nah, solid dude to have you in your corner, bro. Yeah.
Mike is dope.
Yeah.
Who is Paolo off the court? What are some of the hobbies and things you like to do when you're not hooping?
Definitely around this time, like, if I'm back home, you know, I like to be outside, go in the water, just hang out with my friends, you know. Nothing crazy. I mean, going outside now is different than it used to be for me. So, you know, I'd just be trying to chill.
You a gamer? And,
I definitely play video games, 2K, man, Fortnite,
no COD?
All that stuff. Yeah.
No COD?
Nah, my friends, but I never been tight at the Call of Duty, never. Yeah. So
Jack ain't no good either, but he still plays.
I still play.
Yeah.
I see you're starting to get some tattoos. What's your favorite tattoo?
I got a new one on the side of my leg that I probably say is my favorite, but I got these probably over a year ago. Yeah, I'm not trying to go too crazy, though. I'm not trying to take up all the space before.
So next time I see you, you're going to be covered, even though you just said that you're going to be covered?
Nope. Nah, it's all methodical. I'm going to take time on it.
Okay.
You know.
We had a teammate, Monte Ellis. I think it was his second year. Me and Jack were both playing with him, and at the end of the season, we took him to Sacramento, like, towards the end of the season. And he got his first tattoo right here. And then he came back next summer with more tattoos and all
whole body covered.
I tell people, it's addicting. Some people get addicted to them.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
half Italian, like I'm Italian and black as well, expressed possible interest in international competition. Is that something you'd be interested in at some point?
Yeah, for sure. You know, their Italian team reached out a while ago. I was like 16 when they first reached out to my dad. So, you know, that's a relationship that I've built over time. And I haven't been out there yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah.
But what about when if their national team asks you to come, but then the USA team needs you? What you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, we decide then.
When the time comes. You attended the Grand Prix in Miami, and people thought you were Patrick Mahomes in one interview.
That was so weak.
Mistaken for him before?
Never Patrick Mahomes, no.
That was the one
that
time
was,
thing.
Yeah, that was a one time. But now I can't. Now it's Patrick Mahomes every time I walk somewhere.
Can't live it down.
Yeah.
Except you 6 inches taller. Man, quick hitters. We don't want to keep you here too long. Stuck on an island, 3 movies or shows you can binge watch.
There's definitely Stranger Things in there. Probably rewatch Power. And then maybe Snowfall.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
Snowfall's a good one.
Yeah.
Goddamn right. You better say that. Snowfall is the shit.
One album you can listen to on repeat with no skips?
Probably Future, DS2.
Hmm. Dirty Sprite 2. That was
goddamn right.
One of his best.
You plus 4 other players going to the blacktop. Who you bringing with you?
Just ever. Whoever.
4.
4 right now? Definitely bringing Jamal with me.
You got to bring Showtime.
I mean, it might just be all Seattle guys.
That's what was, but he didn't give it to you that way.
Yeah.
Make it all Seattle if you want.
Yeah, all Seattle guys. I mean,
that's what they all do.
I'm going to bring Jamal for sure, DeJounte and Zach, and then I'm going to bring my boy Jaden McDaniels.
Solid.
You talked to DeJounte the other day.
If you can relive any game in NBA history and sit at it courtside, what game would it be?
It have to be one of Michael's games, Michael Jordan's games in the finals. Oh no, it might be Cavs versus Warriors, Game 7, 2016. Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a great game.
First thing you do in the morning, last thing you do at night.
First thing I do in the morning, stretch.
Dig.
Yeah. And last thing I do at night, probably fall asleep to a TV.
Watch TV.
Yeah.
To the TV start watching you.
Exactly.
Last question. If you could see one guest on the show, who would it be? But you have to help us get your answer on the show.
Yeah, I'll say Mike Miller.
Mikey.
Mike would be good.
We'll get Mike on here.
That's my guy. Tell Mike to pull up, man.
Yeah. Well, man, best of luck this season. Really looking forward to seeing what you get to do, man. Big fan of your game. I remember Spencer Hodge, you started telling me about you in like the 10th grade. He's like, man, we got this kid out. He's big. He could do it all, man. You're going to see. He's going to be killer. And then lo and behold, bro, you end up the number one pick, man. So congratulations on everything.
I appreciate it.
Best of luck.
Appreciate you.
You got 2 fans here, man. That's a wrap.
Can't let you leave empty-handed, little bro.
Yeah. We got some All the Smoke and Legends collab here.
Fresh gear.
That box is heavier than some of the others. They might have gone, see, this is what you do with the number one pick. The number one pick is 2.
And ain't nobody got that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got none of that.
They load you up.
That's love.
I'm here to get that. You feel me?
Man, that's a wrap. All the Smoke. NBA Summer League. Catch us on Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform Black Effects. We'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.